November 1st, 1906. From Sister White, Ellen G. White. Referring to the self-denial boxes and their use, Sister White says, "Fathers and mothers, teach your children lessons of self-denial by encouraging them to unite with you in dispensing with the things we really do not need and in giving to the colored work the money thus saved. Tell your children of the poor colored people and their necessities. Implant in each tender heart a desire to deny self in order to help others. Lead the children early to realize the close relationship existing between money and missions. The fields are white for the harvest. Shall not the laborers have means for gathering in the precious grain? Will not those who know the truth see what they can do to help just now? Will not everyone cut off all needless expenditures? See what you can do in self-denial. Dispense with all that is not positively necessary. Come up to the measure of your God-given responsibility. Fulfill your duty toward the colored race." Some may say, "We are being drawn upon continually for means. Will there be no end to the calls?" We hope not, so long as there are in our world souls perishing for the bread of life. Until all has been done that you can do to save the lost, we ask you not to become weary of our repeated calls. Many have not yet done that which they might do, that which God will enable them to do if they will consecrate themselves unreservedly to Him. The Lord's servants are to feel a noble, generous sympathy for every line of work carried on in the great harvest field. We are to be interested in everything that concerns the human brotherhood. By our baptismal vows, we are bound in covenant relation with God to make persevering, self-denying, self-sacrificing efforts to promote, in the hardest parts of the field, the work of soul-saving. God has placed upon every believer the responsibility of helping to rescue the most needy, the most helpless, the most oppressed. Christians are to enlighten the ignorance of their less favored brothers. They are to break every yoke and let the oppressed go free from the power of vicious habits and sinful practices. By imparting the knowledge sent from heaven, they are to enlarge the capabilities and increase the usefulness of those most in need of a helping hand.